Utah knows what it means to be earthquake ready.
Epicenter Magna, Utah. It was 5.7.
Today, Dave and Dejanovic mark the 2024 Great Utah Shakeout. Listen this hour as Be Ready Utah joins Dave and Debbie for the preparation and planning your family needs for the next emergency on KSL News Radio.
It's hard to believe it's been 4 years since that 5.7 hit Magna. In a few minutes, we're going to speak with the Granite School District and ask how the rebuild of Westlake Junior High has been going. That junior high took just a brunt of the earthquake, was ruled unsafe to occupy. A wall had collapsed. So we'll check in with them to see how things are going. Out there on the west side of town, Dave and I broadcasting from Evergreen Junior High right now, where they're just changing classes, and the kids were excited about the great shakeout.
Yeah, and we have done a great job over the years of retrofitting some of our older buildings, trying to make them earthquake safe. Some are too old, it's too cost prohibitive that we can't, but it's an important message, and I think it was a good reminder just a few years ago.
The irony was not lost on me when I heard the announcement yesterday that the Sundance Film Festival is putting out a bid proposal to see if other cities across the United States might want to host the festival going forward. The festival has been mainly in Park City. Of course, it's had to branch out across other parts of Utah as it has grown since 1985. And I've been to so many of the films, and many iconic films actually launched at the Sundance Film Festival, that I really feel like the Sundance Film Festival put Park City on the map as a chosen destination for a lot of people to vacation and ski. Ski bums might argue with me and say, no, it's the skiing that put us on the map, Deb. I think a lot of that had to do with the draw of the Sundance Film Festival. I'm worried that they're going to find a location that's more accommodating, because at the same time, I think they've kind of outgrown the digs up there in Park City. It's become so huge.
Entirely possible. It also would be such a major change from what the essence of the Sundance Film Festival is, because it's independent films, smaller films. This isn't the blockbusters that are coming through Hollywood. That really speaks to it. So a smaller town, Cairns, does the same thing. Carol Makita joins us right now. Carol, thank you. I will say, my heart dropped a little bit with the thought. I thought this would be absolutely untouchable.
Actually, Dave, there have been rumors about this idea for a few years now. As you mentioned, the festival, particularly post-pandemic, as all arts organizations struggled with the bottom line, this is true for the Sundance Film Festival. And the board of directors has to be looking at growing, so increasing the size of the festival, perhaps to help it succeed. And, you know, you also have to think about some of these bid cities may be talking about changing the time of year the festival is held. Yes, the combination of skiing and films is incredibly attractive to so many people, and it has become a huge economic success for the state of Utah. And I am sure that Park City and the state will fight to keep it here. But those are things under consideration, I'm sure.
KSL 5 Television's Carol Makita has been covering the arts for KSL 5 TV for as long as I can remember, Carol, and you were the first person I messaged when I heard the news. I couldn't think of a better person to talk about the Sundance Film Festival, because you have covered it so eloquently and so in-depth for so long for KSL. What are your personal thoughts about this idea? It sounds to me at first I thought, well, this is a slap in the face to us. We have welcomed this. We have grown with it. But I do know that it can get, I think it has outgrown a lot of the venue space.
Well, I think that is part of the point. I've thought back in the last 24 hours over the years. I literally had a front row seat to the beginning before it was the Sundance Film Festival. And when the whole idea of an independent film festival happened with Mr. Redford, and this is his vision and the hard work that went into helping independent filmmakers have a showcase. I mean, what has happened in our state is nothing short, I think, of miraculous in the film industry. These are filmmakers whose creations would never have been shown had it not been for the opening of the door here in Utah at the Sundance Film Festival. These are films from around the world now. And certainly the the film industry took notice and jumped in. And so it has grown. And yes, I mean, there's a positive for the economy, but there is also a problem every year for the locals and their ability to simply move around their city. And you've mentioned we've had screenings in at the Sundance Resort in Salt Lake, even in Provo. It does probably need to expand, and what that would look like here, I'm not sure. But I have some really fond memories of watching it grow, and the idea that people have asked Mr. Redford over the years, do you think it should move someplace else? Park City's kind of small, and he would just smile and say, I love it here. This was his vision, and it came to fruition remarkably well. And so now there are many probably voices entering into this. And let's see what happens, you know?
Carol Makita, thank you so much for your insight. Your expertise has covered the arts for years and years for KSL Television. Thank you so much, Carol.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
Sundance Film Festival.
Cult classic.
Yeah, I was just looking at the list.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, that one.
I think that cured you, didn't it?
I was that never cured the you? Same after that one. I was never the same. As Carol said, let's watch what happens. But with so many, this opening up to the opportunity, opening up opportunities for so many other cities to get this festival in their town, I am a little bit worried that we may end up on the short end of this one, Dave.
It does feel like a complete betrayal of what Sundance is supposed to do. I mean, it is small, yeah. Indie films, get a shot. Yeah. It has grown, but to move it to a large city, which is probably what would happen, in my opinion, it just feels like a betrayal of the very essence of Sundance.
Next, we're going to continue our great coverage of the Great Shakeout, the actual drill. It happens at 10:15, but you can do it anytime you want. We're going to speak next live with the principal of Evergreen Junior High, where we're broadcasting live from today until noon. We're going to ask, what are some of the things that the principal wants your kids to know, even if they don't attend Evergreen Junior High, about earthquake safety? That's next.